Buddy's got a gun, but he don't know how to use it. He's never being shown, but he thinks he should do it. His fuse being blown, and he don't know how to relight it. Broken too many times, push, break, press, rewind. No matter who, no matter what, we all got tales of being hurt. The gap is wide between me and you. We build bridges in everything we do. And I can look for ways to knock you down, or pick you up, brush you off, warm your hands, help you stand. Face to the sky, we let the light in. Proportion, balance, precarious equations inside of us. Feel the fraction. What side to feed? Seed or bloom? Gift or greed? Hope or doom? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need?
We are all blowing, lost and stumbling. We are all holy.
You just heard some music from Kinney Starr. That was We Are Sky from her album Feed the Fire, which came out on Aporia Records in 2018. Kinney and I have been pals for a really long time. I spoke to her the other day. She's going through a bit of a thing at the moment, and I'm excited for her to take the time that she needs. She is a brilliant artist with a lot to say. She's been leading the way in so many ways for such a long time, and I'm just sending my love to her, and I know she's going to come back with something to say that is worth listening to and discussing. I think that one of the ways we have to work as artists together and as communities together is really spend the time to listen and focus on listening to other people's stories rather than just coming out and telling their story for them, if you know what I mean. I think that the best way to create space is by creating space with our ears. That's why I do this. I love music. I love listening. Before that, T-Rhyme and a song called Trapped. And this is an artist from the middle of the country here who is inspiring me and so many other people to really follow their dreams, and really is an incredible MC. That is T-Rhyme. Another song called Paradise on the show. Two in one set, right? Well, Paradise is a pretty cool thing to think about, and Tara Lightfoot is an incredible guitar player, great singer-songwriter, and even better human being. Here she is on the show with her tune, Paradise. Can't wait to hear new music from her as well. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Your love is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted. Your love is lifting me
You're listening to The Jukebox. I am your host, Julian Taylor. That was Your Love Has Lifted Me Higher and Higher, a song that we've all heard and that we all love, no pun intended. It is a cover song by Rita Coolidge. And Rita, which unbeknownst to me, is part Cherokee and part Scottish. And here's a crazy story. You know the end, the piano part in the song Layla? Well, she actually wrote it, but never got credit for the song. She was dating one of the members of Clapton's band during the time that that was recorded, and he had a cassette of that and played it for Clapton. Clapton loved it so much that it ended up being the tag at the end of the song. And she didn't know until she actually heard it over the PA system years later. And she tried to contact Eric, and his manager came back to her and said, hey, what are you going to do? You're just a girl. And that's the story behind that. Another reason that I'm not a huge Eric Clapton fan. There are songs and there are moments that I dig by him, but overall, I don't know. We got music coming up from Robin Sisick. Met her a long time ago, actually, at the Indigenous Music Incubator Program. A lovely girl, and she's from Treaty 6. She's from Edmonton. This is a song on the show that we're going to play from her album, Delicate Minds. It's called Siren. Also on the show, Queen Latifah with Unity, U-N-I-T-Y, songs from the inner city. And Queen Latifah is one of those rappers who, certainly, if she hadn't come onto the scene, we wouldn't have had any music from Lauryn Hill. I mean, we might have, but it wouldn't have been the same. She's a Grammy Award-winning rapper, actress, activist, and just all-around legend. So she's coming up on the show. A request from my daughter for Doja Cat, born and raised in L.A. We're going to hear Woman on the show. Before we get to all that, we are also going to hear music from someone who I think is wonderful, and she's from Surrey, B.C. This is Alexis Lynn, and the song is called House on Fire. You're listening to The Jukebox. Here's Alexis Lynn.
You can always do what you want to, no matter what anybody tells you. Chasing temporary fixes, you won't call it quits, just living to exist, yeah. I'm the one who's there on all your bad days, but you can't bring yourself to meet me halfway. I lose sleep, but I love you too much to let you leave. Your ignorance is bliss, and I know that you're not listening. And I feel so helpless, trying to help you from the outside looking in. Yeah, you're trapped in a house on fire, and it's burning, burning down. You're trapped in a house on fire, you won't let me get you out. Cause it looks to me that you don't wanna be saved. I just sat here 10 feet away, watching you. Yeah, maybe I don't know what's best, and maybe you're not ready yet. Cause it's too hard to deal, changing the channel when it gets too real. You know how much I care for you, tell me how I can be there for you. I know you don't wanna believe it, but I'm gonna fight with your demons. Yeah. Watching me.
us, protector and keep us safe. Baby, worship my hips and waist. So feminine with grace, I touch your soul when you hear me say, boy, let me be your woman. But they got a problem. Put some babies in your life and take away the drama. Put the paper in the picture like a diorama. Gotta face a lot of people that are opposite, cause the world told me we ain't got the common sense. Gotta prove it to myself that I'm on top of shit. And you would never know a God without a goddess. It's honest, it's f***ing honest, kidding. I could be on everything. I mean, I could be the leader, head of all the states. I could smile and jiggle it till his pockets empty. I could be the CEO just like a Robin Fenty. And I'ma be there for you cause you on my team, girl. Don't ever think you ain't had these dream, girl. They wanna pit us against each other when we succeed. And for no reasons, they wanna see us end up like we Regina or Mean Girl. Princess or queen, tomboy or king. You've heard a lot you've never seen. Mother Earth, Mother Mary, rise to the top. Divine feminine, I'm feminine.
Woman, let me be a woman.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
You barely know your plenty of people out there with triggers ready to pull it. Why you trying to jump in front of the bullet, young lady? And real bad girls are the silent type. Yeah. Ain't none of this worth getting your face sliced. Cause that's what happened to your homegirl, Rod. With no she got to wear that for life. Who you calling a
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. What does the world look like to a bird? Well, it depends on where the eyes are on its head. Pigeons, as well as many other birds, have their eyeballs located laterally on the sides of the head rather than in front like ours. This doesn't mean they see two separate images of the world, one through each eye. The field of vision from each eye overlaps slightly with the other, so, working together as a pair, they enable the bird to see straight ahead. Lateral eye placement comes at the expense of depth perception. These birds lack the keen depth perception that people, and many birds of prey, like hawks and owls, have with eyes that face fully forward. But laterally placed eyes have evolved not for hunting, but for self-defense. They give birds, especially prey species, a much wider view of the world, perfect for spotting a predator. A pigeon has a remarkable 340-degree view without moving its head, including a wide area behind its head. A tough customer to sneak up on. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Did you know you can listen to Bird Note in your podcast app? Subscribe to Bird Note Daily and never miss an episode.
Western Front will be hosting the Tuk Craft Fair from December 1st to 3rd. It will showcase a curated selection of BC-based artists, craftspeople, and designers who make textiles, ceramics, jewelry, accessories, stationery, and home and body products. The event is all about coming together, meeting artists, and connecting with what is being made in our community. If you are interested in participating as a vendor, make sure to submit the application form by August 31st. To access the application form and for more details of this event, visit tukcraftfair.com.